Hi everyone, this is Tammy Carter Adams from the Hallelujah House. I hope you guys are having a great day. And I just wanted to come on here and give you an audio blog today. I thought I'd do something different. I know I haven't done this before, but I decided that I got this new equipment and this is practice for our podcasting that will be coming up soon. So I just wanted to start doing some audio blogs and see how you guys like this, because I know there are a lot of people out there who do not like to read, and hopefully I can draw some of those in. And if you do like it, maybe I'll offer some audio versions of some of my previous posted articles. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this blog to you of what God has put on my heart today. And I wanted to talk about, are you a prepper or a preparer? When God wanted me to start writing about preparation, it was around the time I launched Hallelujah House, the first one, first version of Hallelujah House. But I refused to write any articles about storing food or supplies out of fear I would be labeled a prepper. My change of heart came during the corona lockdown when I saw the shelves emptying and friends unable to find toilet paper while I had plenty. I couldn't help but feel if I'd been obedient to that call, maybe somebody out there would have been more prepared. When the lockdown expired, we planned to return to Orlando. I laid in bed at the farmhouse that morning, praying in and out of sleep. If this was it, will things now return to normal? I heard clearly, this isn't finished. Things will get much worse. I sat up and looked over at Jay to see if he heard what I did, but he didn't. So I knew I didn't hear it audibly. God just told me things will get much worse, I said. And Jay's response was, I'm not surprised. And then I asked him, should we go home or should we stay here? And he said, I think it's okay to go home. We'll just keep a watch on things. And that's what we do with my family, extended family, and my sisters and brothers in Christ. We keep a watch and spend time in the Word, talking to God about what we see and sharing what God is telling us in our quiet times. And I hope you have a sense of community around you too, a Christian community that that you guys can get together and discuss what's going on in the world and also discuss it from the spiritual perspective of what God is telling you to do in response to that. We return to Orlando, and soon after George Floyd is murdered, protests start happening, riots, cities on fire, other murders, and then there's the earthquakes and tornadoes. One tore through my father's furniture store recently. And since then, we returned to the farm several times back and forth. And on one return trip, Jay and I drove separately through a terrible storm. The water piled up so high on the highway, vehicles were swerving off and flipping over onto the shoulders one by one. One car stalled with water up to its driver window on the side of 75. And lightning bolts were coming down and hitting so close and so often, I could smell the electricity inside my car. It was like driving through the movie Twister. I gripped the wheel. Things have definitely gotten worse, but I don't believe we've reached the climax of 2020 yet. But I'm not afraid. I feel peace about it, honestly, and I hope you do too. I just do what God is telling me to do, and that's to get ready and encourage others to do so as well. We can feel depressed watching the news today if we don't see it through a spiritual lens. In Colossians 3:2, it states, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. I try to keep this in mind when watching the world go crazy around me. But today I want to examine the difference between a prepper and a preparer, because there is a clear distinction. A prepper builds their stockpile to hoard, hunker down, and protect it from anyone outside their walls. It is a self-focused practice with a what's mine is mine mentality, and they see those in need as the enemy. Their focus is on self-reliance, whereas a preparer relies on God to guide them in preparing not only their shelves, but their hearts and their minds for an unknowable future. So they can feed their family without taking resources from the government. They don't go in clearing out grocery shelves. They build their food being mindful of others. They build from wisdom, and with the realization their food storage is not only meant to be used by their family, but for those in need of mercy. As I've stocked our shelves, I often plan with the 10% rule in mind. 10% of what I stock is designated for those God sends me in need. Now, if we do experience food shortage or an economic crisis, God may require more than 10%, and that's okay. It's just a rule of thumb that keeps my heart and my mind in check. I don't want this to come across as a judgment on the individual preppers out there. I just want to present this because I believe some Christians will not prepare their homes because of how the world views the prepper. But whether you call yourself a prepper or a preparer, it all comes down to what's in your heart. I also want to point out the practice of storing food is not new. In fact, it used to be required to survive the winters, wars, and economic hardships. Storing food used to be a way of life before convenience came into fashion. In fact, my great-grandmother, who I called Big Granny, who knows why, she was a tiny thing. Anyway, Big Granny told me her mother was a teenager during the Civil War, and she went with her mother house to house in their community in Alabama, teaching the women in the community how to bury their food, not only for preservation, but to keep it hidden from the Union soldiers who were invading the southern towns. These soldiers left the women without food to feed their children. She also taught them how to shoot their husbands' rifles, but that's another story. I found it interesting. Big Granny's mama told her they didn't like my mama until those women realized she had something to offer them that could help them survive that difficult time. They didn't like her because she was Cherokee. And when I asked my Big Granny why, she said it was out of fear. It's hit me recently that God's calling me to do the same thing, but in a more modern format. I hope when God impresses a task on you, you don't hesitate like I did. What if my Cherokee ancestor hesitated? Those ladies in her community might not have survived the Civil War. It's important to do what God's calling you to do when He calls you to do it. That's a wrap. That's all I have for you guys today as far as the audio blog is concerned. But I do hope that if you have any prayer requests, that you send them to us via email. You can reach out to any one of the people on our Hallelujah writing team or me, and we'll be happy to pray for you guys. And if you leave us some comments, if you like this format, then maybe I'll continue to do it for a while. Or if you want to see the printed version and the audio, just leave some comments on, you know, what your opinion is on this. And so we know we're heading in the right direction. All right, guys, be blessed out there. See you next time.